Your Eminence, Reverend Fathers, Ladies and Gentlemen, it's a great privilege for me to be here addressing you and giving you an insight into the situation in Ireland, and especially following Bishop Schneider's video. The situation in Ireland is a prime example of what happens when the church tries to reconcile with the spirit of the world. And we can see this unfold here. So thank you to John and the organisers of the Road Life Forum for inviting me to speak. I'm on the graveyard shift this afternoon, and what I have to tell you is a little bit grim, so please bear with me. At the end, we end on a hopeful note. So I won't depress you too much. But I think the situation in Ireland is a lesson for us all and needs to be explained. On the 19th of March in 2016, the Solemnity of St. Joseph, Pope Benedict XVI wrote a pastoral letter to the Catholics of Ireland. It provided a way forward for the Irish Church, which sadly has been ignored by many, if not all, of the church leaders in Ireland. And it taking his cue from the prophet Isaiah, the pontiff called on Ireland to consider the rock from which you were you. Many years earlier, in 1979, Pope John Paul II addressed the following prophetic words to the Irish nation.